USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump rolling out a health care plan that takes further steps towards weakening what was called Obamacare. He says millions of Americans would benefit from these quality and affordable health care plans.
The previous administration imposed crushing fines and other penalties on HRAs to prevent employees from selecting the plan of their choice. It was impossible. With today's action, we are eliminating all of those restrictions.
Critics say many Americans will be drawn to the plans by the low prices, but we'll find out later. Many basic procedures are not covered, and they could end up paying a whole lot more later. Opponents of the president's ban on transgender people serving in the military being handed a setback as a federal court's ordered a lower court to reconsider its decision lifting the ban because it says it didn't show enough deference to the military's judgment. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The lineup's been set for the first Democratic presidential debate leading up to the 2020 election. NBC News will moderate the first one in two parts on June 26th and 27th in Miami. On the first night, Senator Cory Booker, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and former Representative Beto O'Rourke will get the spotlight. Members of the second group include former VP Joe Biden, Senator Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, and Senator Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, the candidates will be out and about on this weekend, many of them in Iowa and New Hampshire. Kirsten Gillibrand was in the latter state for Friday events, where she said President Trump and other Republicans are trying hard to repeal Roe versus Wade.
I think what President Trump has done is an all-out assault on women's reproductive freedom. He has emboldened 30 state legislatures from around the country to try to pass anti-choice, anti-human rights legislation for women.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ivanka Trump claiming she made nearly $4 million from the family's D.C. hotel last year. As with all government officials, she had to disclose her finances. She also earned more than $2 million as a worker for the Trump Organization and still made $1 million from her fashion line as well, though now she's shutting that down. A Republican congressman looks back at being shot 2 years ago while simply practicing for a congressional baseball game. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more on this story.
2 years ago on Friday, House Minority Whip Republican Steve Scalise from Louisiana suffered a life-threatening wound when a gunman opened fire during a practice for the congressional baseball game. His book, Back in the Game, tells a story of the shooting and is now available in paperback. Scalise also joined CBS this morning and talks about the main message in the book.
The book's about really the heroes and the miracles that all were at place that day 2 years ago on that baseball field. The heroes that saved my life and everybody on the ball field, David Bailey and Crystal Griner, the two Capitol police officers, so many other police officers that were there that day, people like Brad Winstrup, heroes that saved our lives.
And President Trump getting a look at the helicopter that will soon be transporting him and future presidents. A VH-92 chopper making a practice landing on the south lawn of the White House to replace the aging fleet of helicopters that are labeled Marine One, beginning later this year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.